Thank you for calling customer support. At this time, this is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi, I just spoke with another lady that transferred me to you. I got my name is Michelle Bro. I got a charge on my I got a call actually from my alert from my bank that there was a charge of $69.97 and $64.97 from Swift Nourish. I'm not even sure. The other lady was saying that I bought earbuds or something. I have no idea why these two charges are on there. I guess I got these earbuds and this watch in the mail, which I don't even remember ordering. But she said they cost me $5.97 a piece, and she said that you guys don't take stuff back. So, I mean, I don't even need them. I don't really know what to do with them, but I guess it's only $6 each I have to lose. But I don't know what this 69 and 64, those charges I didn't authorize.
Yes, to make sure I'm on the right account, what's the shipping address to verify?
I'm sorry, what did you need?
To make sure I'm on the right account, what's the shipping address to verify?
Okay, 134 Jefferson Place, Totowa, New Jersey, 07512.
That's right. And the email
Thank you for your
address to
help.
verify that?
BroM@yahoo.com.
And I guess I'm thinking of that. And do you recognize this email address? I mean, this phone number, 201-965-5220?
Yes.
That's right. Just give me one moment, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
So, okay, let's see that there's a trial done for the Vibe Watch and Pods for $5.97
Okay, yeah,
for
that's what the
both.
other lady said.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you not remember doing getting a fitness watch?
Yeah, I don't even, it doesn't, I, yeah, I something came in the mail. I don't know, it doesn't really even seem like a watch, but I don't even remember ordering that stuff, but I don't know. The lady said it was $12. That's fine. I'm trying to work with my son with his school and stuff, so. But out of the 69 and 67, that had no idea why I got, why those charges are on.
What is it? There was a 14-day trial for each for the fitness watch and earbuds. I mean, AirPods. And it was like a 14-day trial. And since there wasn't a cancellation within the 14 days, they billed the full retail price for both products. For one is for the wireless earbuds, and one is for the fitness watch.
Okay, I don't even, first of all, I don't even remember ordering that stuff, but I don't know about a trial or anything. I have no idea what that is. I don't know what, I have no idea. You're saying it's $140 for earbuds and a watch. I didn't authorize that. I have no idea what the trial even is about. I never would have done a trial. I'm trying to deal with my son's school and all that. I never would have set up a trial period.
So, but you say you did the season, correct?
I'll send them back. I didn't even know what it was when I got in the mail, but I don't know. I'm not gonna like try to do a fraud case for $12. I guess if I order them, or I don't know, maybe my credit card, I was buying something from Amazon and maybe I did that. I don't know. but not the $140.
So, what I can do is, since it was probably didn't remember, what I can do is do as a customer courtesy and refund 50% from each charge.
Okay, I mean I appreciate that, but I don't understand why I'm getting charged anything at all.
Because there was a trial because who was as someone in your household did a trial for the watch and earbuds, and at the end of the trial they charged the full retail price for each one. But since there's most likely nobody probably forgot about it, So what I can do is just notate it as a misunderstanding, and I can refund partial.
Okay, I was just hoping. The thing is I was just hoping to figure it out with you guys, because the next thing I have to do is open a fraud case with my bank, and then they have to call your company, and it's just another whole thing, because I have a fraud protection thing on my Visa debit account or checking account. And so I was just trying to get it settled with you guys rather than have to open all that with the company.
Yes, sir. Let me see. Just give me one moment.
Okay. Thanks for your help.
So what I have to do is can't refund those two latest charges. I tried to get it approved. I can't refund those two latest charges. Just give me a few moments, and I can also send you emails letting you know you're being refunded.
Okay, I really appreciate your help. Thank you.
Yes, sir. In a few moments.
Okay. Okay, set up your chair and stuff for the call.
So a few more moments, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Go ahead, sweetie.
Listen, so she received emails letting you know you're being refunded for $64.97 and $69.97. Refunds does take 3 to 5 business days for it to reflect back into your account.
Okay, let me just check my email, make sure that came through. I don't see anything yet. You did it to the bro m at yahoo.com?
Yes, ma'am.
And it would be coming from this Nourish company, or?
Yes, ma'am. I could just send it again. Just give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, let me see if we see this one also. Okay, I sent them out again.
Let's see. It looks like, it looks like one. Yeah, I got an email. It doesn't show the amount that's refunded. It says your order has been.
Which one says your order? One is to say your order has been canceled. The other one is to say your refund is on its way.
Okay, I just see the one that says voided order. The other one's, I guess it hasn't come through yet.
Oh, and I also do have a cancellation email for us as a cancellation number for confirmation also.
That's going to come through on my email, you said, too?
I mean, I have a cancellation number. I don't know if it's an email. I have a cancellation number for confirmation also.
Okay, I'll write that down. What is that?
So it is C as in Charlie, 4625. A as in Apple, 04. B as in Bravo, 1. F as in Frank.
Okay, I got that. All right, let me check the email again. Sorry to keep you on the line so long. All right, I just refreshed my, I just see one, the order has been voided order. I don't see anything about the amount yet.
So,
can you resend that second one?
It won't have the total amount on there. Just confirmation, like, you know, you're being refunded.
Okay, I thought you said there was going to be 2 emails.
Yes, ma'am. There should be 2 emails. I just resent the other one again.
Okay, let me check here. Okay, I'm just still waiting. I see that first voided order email, but I don't see another one yet. You sent that second one to the same address, the bro m at
Yahoo? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm checking my spam too. I don't know why it would be a different one though. I don't know. It hasn't come through yet. I don't understand why the first one came through, but not the second one.
Have you checked your spam?
Yeah, I just checked that. I don't know if it's coming from the same address, but I just looked at the spam, and there's nothing new there. I just checked my checking account. It looks like let's see. It looks like you put through the $64.97.
Because that charge is voided.
Okay, but I don't see the 69 one.
The 69 one went through yesterday, so that's got to refund that one. And that one takes 3 to 5 business days, but the other one was voided.
Okay.
The 69 info, because then went through that was charged today. We voided that charge.
Okay, I see. Okay, I just saw the second one. All right, you were such a big help. I'm sorry to keep you on the line so long. Thank you for your help.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Right.
This is the fire department. I hope you have a great day.
All right, stay safe. Bye-bye.